Night of sin, my glory of the coming of the Lord. Jesus coming of the hills, his fire, the days of wrath, the storm. He has loosed the faithful life, new of his death and the cross restored. His truth is
praise the Lord, brother.
Praise the Lord.
Once again, we're broadcasting live here from Birmingham, Alabama. And this is the seventh day of October. Happy birthday, Zyra. In the year of our Lord, 2021. And we welcome you to Discussing the Truth broadcast. I am your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host of this broadcast is Pastor James A. Dansby. And our co-host, Minister Kelvin Pierce. We have none other than Minister Milton Dudley on this panel with us as well. And it is our prayer that God the Father, through Jesus Christ, his Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, would speak truth to your hearts. Pastor Dan.
Well, praise the Lord, guys.
Praise the Lord.
Man, it's a blessing to be here, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
It's a blessing to be alive, and praise God. Our heart goes out to those people that was in the flood. Mm-hmm. And many people, one of the gentlemen that I work with, sent a picture to the boss, his trailer. He's got a trailer over in, by the big tanks over there off of...
In Pelham?
Pelham, yeah.
Tank farm.
It's a trailer park over there. Mm-hmm. But the picture showed the water coming up to the door of his trailer in the trailer park.
Oh,
so there have a lot of people that have, have been, kind of...
Going through.
So, but those of us that escape, we thank God for it. Amen. But we pray for those people that they'll be able to, get things back on track and get their trailers and houses all cleaned out again. And some, a couple of lives were lost, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I see.
Our heart goes out to those people that lost their lives because we realize it's by the grace of God.
Amen.
And not good, because we're so good and so worthy, but God is good. Amen.
That's right.
So we thank God. And happy birthday for
Zyra, my baby.
My 10
years old.
My baby. All right. You got to share with him.
Amen.
Don't be selfish now.
All right.
Amen. Praise God. But now, before we get started, ask God blessing when you broadcast.
Amen.
Let us pray. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you right now for this time.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, realize that so many are going through.
Yes, Lord.
For the tragedy they may be going through.
Oh, Lord.
Whatever it is.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we realize there's hope in the name of Jesus.
In the name of the Lord.
As we come discussing your truth.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, come praying for the members here and every listener there out there that's tuned in.
Yes, Lord.
Was in Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus.
Amen. Praise God, brother. God bless. Now, we want to discuss, praise God, we hear a lot of talk about the police state, and there seems to be a system coming together, trying to come together that would... demand the citizens of this country, not just this country,
the world,
the whole world. Some places like Australia, they are a little bit ahead of us already. Ooh, as far as,
but not very far.
But what we mean when we say police state? Let's say what we mean now. A lot of people they put a spin on the police state and make it seem like the police are targeting the minorities.
They're
in the hood and all they're doing is treating the black people.
That's not what we're talking about.
We're
pretty much talking about everything filtered through government.
Okay. Everything.
I mean, government owned everything. Mm-hmm. The state is in control of everything, and we're just being issued out as they deem necessary.
So our lives. Okay, Kevin, what you say?
It says a police state describes where a state's government institutes extreme exercise in its level of control over the civil and societal liberties of the citizens.
Extreme.
Now, let me mention this.
Okay.
In other words, we're talking about Marxists,
Right.
Socialist,
and communist. Okay, right. Basically, we need to learn. And we really need to learn as mm-hmm. as a people, as Americans, mm-hmm. The definition of these things, of these words.
We do.
Authoritarianism, totalitarianism, all these things,
all
because they're goals of some of the upper echelon.
Yes.
They're goals of them.
Yes, and it is obvious to us today that. You know, the question that is being asked constantly, can we trust the government? It's obvious today that with the moves and the mistakes that we've seen the government has made in the last few years, it's hard to trust the government, isn't it?
Are they mistakes, though, Pastor?
I call it mistakes, but that's what they call it. Oops. Slippers.
Yeah.
But like the boys say to who, a slipper don't go. But now, that's the question being asked, can we trust the government today? And because on the one hand, the government tells us that they care for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
All this is because we're doing
their
this
concerns.
And we are instituting legislation because we love our people, we care for our people.
Yeah,
okay. But then how do you turn around and put legislation in, mm-hmm. in operation that will take the lives of baby even at 8 months?
Right.
Even, yeah. I mean, the baby foot is sticking out of the womb. And the mother decides that
I don't want this baby.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's the same government.
So the same government that cares for us. So now, how can you, the Indians have old saying that they speak with a what?
Forked tongue.
Okay, that's what they used to say. White man speak with a
forked tongue.
So that sounds like a forked tongue to me. I mean, you care for me, but at the same time, you killing unborn babies, babies that cannot fence for themselves. So now,
Pastor, can we go one further? Because I know a lot of people, and as sad as it is,
mm-hmm.
when you're talking about babies and infants, and it's just a matter of age to me. I mean, that's age discrimination or location discrimination, because it's in the womb, you ain't going to protect it. That's what it is. But now this same government mm-hmm. says Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
That's all we're saying.
But those are the main ones getting killed.
Absolutely.
In one hand, they say that we want everybody vaxxed. We want everybody to take the jab or whatever the shot they call it. But at the same time, you open the border and you let people pour in here from everywhere, but they don't have to take the shot.
That's right.
Now, how can I trust you?
That's right.
They can come in, and it's a fact that even though they have put them in on some military bases across the country, but a lot of them have escaped.
You're still, you're only dealing with the ones that they catch.
Good.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
You're only dealing with them.
Okay.
Those are the only ones you're dealing with.
Can we trust this government?
Not at all. Not at all. And America's doctor said, mm-hmm. made a dogmatic statement, and I never will understand this,
mm-hmm.
said the refugee or the illegal immigrant, the ones that's flooding our borders.
Yes.
They're not the cause of the spread of this.
Sure, he said that. Y'all have to say that. They're not the cause. Exempt them?
Yeah. From not being the cause.
Yeah. Well, maybe because the COVID respect.
They plying. Come on, let's quit reading for these frauds.
Okay, but the government said they love us, right? But yet they condone crime and allow crime to go rampant throughout our communities.
Mm-hmm.
Without any kind of punishment, more or less. But yet and still, they say they seem to promote the chaos.
Uh-huh.
But yet they care about the citizens.
Peace and safety. I'll give you another example.
Give another example.
The young women athletes are voicing their opinion now, stepping up on abortions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Soccer and WNBA and all these other so-called important women now.
Okay.
Are speaking out and gaining. Getting together as a group,
get a foothold
about abortion now.
Okay.
Now, where was they when the transgender came in and ran against these young girls up in Massachusetts?
All those things. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Your question, Pastor, is can we trust the government?
Can we trust the government?
The same one that came in and with the stroke of a pen in a matter of minutes.
Yeah.
And took down
every
the fight, the women's live fight
fire.
for half a century.
Yeah.
Okay. The ground that they gained, they knocked it down with the stroke of a pen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they talk about how much they care about equal rights and equality.
Mm-hmm. And a woman's rights.
Mm-hmm. Well, your body, your choice. Why not with the jail?
Why not with the jail?
Okay.
Huh?
What's the You turn a blind eye to the chaos and the confusion in our cities. Mm. You don't even address them. It seems to me that you're thriving on it. Are you creating it?
Could possibly.
So that you can one day institute a police state?
Possibly.
Huh? Are you allowing it to be out of control?
Listen up, listeners. This is just something we want. We giving you something to think about.
Sure. Oh, no.
This is something to think about. We're not telling you how to think. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, that's our very reason for even putting out information on this platform, is to give you another way of seeing things.
Sure.
And let you know you don't have to be on that broad road or follow the crowd.
Okay.
Use your mind.
Okay, well, let's go again. Can we trust the government?
Okay, good question.
When they seek to harness and to control all media and take away all dissent. All voices of dissent.
That's right. No debate. No debate.
Now they're trying to put a lash on Facebook, and it's a big thing now.
Right.
But now, how can we trust the government that will not allow opinion, different opinions about matters?
Yeah.
A voice. They're taking away my voice, but yet you want me to trust you.
Unless you agree.
Huh?
Wholeheartedly.
That's like a husband telling the wife he'll beat her half to death, just about beat the woman down. And then he turn around and kiss her and say, "Baby, you can trust me." Huh? Y'all know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
absolutely.
So now, that's the question that a lot of people are asking. Church is being closed, but the liquor store stays open.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
It's essential.
Okay, it's essential.
That's the word.
Huh?
That's
you close
word.
Down spiritual houses where the only real help is there, coming from God, but yet and still you allow other places to continue to operate.
To operate.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Can we trust
that? That could be the whole crux of the matter, Pastor.
Uh-huh.
They only give you one outlet to look to.
Okay.
See,
okay.
It's group think.
Right.
It's group think.
Okay. Let me go back again to the analogy of the husband beating the wife. First of all, I've seen it happen over and over again. He cuts her off from her family.
Absolutely.
He don't want to have no outreach.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? He isolates her where he can dog her. Mm-hmm. Huh? And I see that as the same isolation.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Absolutely.
Depending upon one source.
And it works a lot of time, Pastor, because that woman get to thinking, this is all I got. I have to accept this because this is all I
got. And
have.
I got my children, and you know how they love the women about the kids, right?
Oh, of course.
So she'll put up with it, even though she understands what he's doing to her. Mm-hmm. She love her family. She love her children. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about seeking the control of all our banking institutions?
Wow. Yeah.
Huh?
That's in this bill.
It's in this
$3 trillion bill.
Yeah. It is, brother.
Any purchase over, what can you buy that's not over $600?
Well, your food bill that much.
Absolutely. Close to it, Pastor. Hey, until I got rid of that last bar of mine, it might have been a little higher than that.
That's what I'm talking about. But it's obvious to anybody with common sense that this is a control mechanism. It's a control mechanism.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg is snooping on all your business, knowing everything, every transaction you make.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now you want me to trust you, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm saying here. Mm-hmm. But now,
and using heavily armed, high form of government institutions do this, like the IRS.
The IRS,
strong
arm of
law. That is not why they were even put in place.
No, never was.
So now you're gonna use them. You're gonna militarize them.
Yes.
And use them against the citizenry that you don't agree with.
You don't agree with.
Yeah. We had a representative of Kevin. You got put up on that.
Kobe State, Margie Taylor Green, who was kicked out of her position. Let's look at that statement she made about Alabama. You know, we know that here in Alabama, they say that we're behind. We're the only ones. And they make it sound like we're the only ones that hold it out on this COVID. And we just won't cooperate. Yeah. Them dumb Alabamians down there.
Now, she's a state representative from Georgia.
Okay. From Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Okay, read.
Marjorie Taylor Green told a Dothan crowd, that's in Dothan, Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah, told a Dothan crowd that Alabamians would shoot President Biden's police state friends if they show up at their doors asking if they receive the COVID-19 vaccine.
Okay.
According to a video leaked Tuesday of a controversial Georgia congresswoman appearance at an Alabama Federation of Republican Women event.
Okay, right.
Green, who was removed from her House committee assignments earlier this year for espousing several conspiracy theories and more recently compared mask mandates to the Holocaust, theorized that Biden would send his police state friends to Alabama because of the state state's low COVID 19 vaccination rate.
Okay.
She said, "You lucky people in Alabama might get a knock on your door because I hear Alabama might be one of the most unvaccinated states in the nation."
That's what they said.
Green told the crowd, who cheered at being unvaccinated.
They did cheer. They
July 23rd in the Dothan Civic Center, according to footage released by liberal talk show host David Pakman, it said that Joe Biden wants to talk to you guys and seek his police state friends to your front door. Take down your name and ask whether you've taken the vaccine or not.
Right.
Then she suggested Alabamians would respond by firing their weapons.
Bunch of yahoos, huh?
What they don't know is, this is what she said, what they don't know is that in the South, we love our Second Amendment rights.
Yes, we do.
And we're not big on strangers showing up at our front door, unfortunately.
Green said. Amen. Amen. But now she has made some other statements, you know, defending our rights to either take or not take, you know, not taking away our choice, our ability to choose. And that basically why he took up from her position is because she's been out. See, that's another effort to silence the voices of dissent.
That's right.
No one. They don't want anybody. Don't want anybody.
That's right.
You can't debate this. You got to accept what the establishment is going to shove down your throat.
That's right.
And brother,
or it's going to be consequences if you don't.
Basically, it's going to be consequences.
See, they put you in a place where you got to make a hard decision. Am I going to feed my children or am I going to take this shot? Or am I going to feed my children or am I going to capitulate to what they're saying? The young lady, the anchor on ESPN, she all suspended now.
Okay,
because of a statement she made in a private time on another radio interview about the former president, not Barack Obama. And the thing about it, all she did was repeat something he said.
His very statement. All right. His very statement.
It wasn't her word.
No, she repeated what he said.
Yeah.
But she's actually mixed as well, mixed race.
Sure,
young lady, and she said on her behalf,
and they put
she don't identify as black or white because that's both of her parents.
She mixed,
So she made that comment, and they punished her,
and they can get away. Like I say, they can get away. They can get away with that. Me with my big mouth, they could put the heat on me as long as just one or two people. But when the majority of the people start raising,
it's hard then. That's right.
Now you got a problem.
That's right.
But as long as it's an isolated event.
You see, they're trying to nip it in the bud up in Virginia with the school board meeting. The moms coming to the school board meeting. Biden talking about sticking the feds on them.
On the parents.
Talking about sticking the feds on them for standing up for your children.
Well, Kevin, you guys, this is the statement that was made, though. You don't have a right,
that's right,
to tell the teachers what your kids should be taught.
Yeah.
What kind of statement is that?
Yeah, you have no say.
You have
that
no,
was the governor of Virginia, when the guy that running for governor or something.
What kind of statement is that? In other words, you're telling me the kids don't belong to us.
That's right. Well, they've been saying that, Pastor, and we shouldn't be surprised. They've been saying that.
And they're trying to label it now as the parents being terrorists.
Oh, absolutely.
They want the board, they absolutely. Want the board, the school board,
yes.
to call and report them.
As terrorists, as domestic terrorists.
As domestic terrorists.
Smith, no, when you do that, no violence. Violence has went on. You know, none that I know of. Of course it was some raising of voices.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
The protest, real peaceful protest.
Disagreement.
But no, you can't do that.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I say, before they can institute a full, if this is their plan, a police state, if this is their plan, and which does resemble what the Bible calls at the end time, you know. First, they got to have a snitch patrol.
Well, they said that. Yeah.
Milk, you all right, H?
I'm good, man. Good. Hey, but you got to remember now, Jesus had one.
Right in the midst of it.
In this, right? That's why Paul stayed in jail all the time. The snitch was all
around him.
And everywhere he went, the snitch patrol was there.
You don't have some. Remember, don't the Bible say something about you eating your children?
Return against you.
Wow.
Huh? The one that lies in your bosom.
Bosom.
Oh, boy.
Closest.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about you guys. Y'all talk like that old antiquated book might be right.
The book is right. The book is right. Every word. The book is right. That's why in Islam they so hard on the book.
Okay.
The people love the book. And that's us, right? Kevin, we got another article here called Fact Check. Is the COVID-19 vaccine lockdown and didn't create a police state? It's a kind of humorous article. It's not that long. I want you to cut into it, and we might have to. It's not that long. But let's kind of get some information off that. It's let's see what the date on this. It's June. It's on June 4th, 2020 here. It's a little bit old, but let's look at that though.
I think it's a long time though.
The independent expert fact-checking service for coronavirus sourced from WHO, UK. And other official government advice.
Okay. Okay. World Health.
That's right. World Health.
Fact check. Is the COVID-19 lockdown intended to create a police state? False. Do not share. The claim is that COVID-19 lockdown measures are to scare people into introducing a police state.
A lot of talk about that.
False. Lockdown measures are to reduce social contact to slow the spread of COVID-19.
That's what they're saying. Right.
But they're really grooming us to be under a police state.
Yes. Okay, read on down though.
This is a video of a poem and images that paint a picture of governments lying to their citizens about COVID-19, using this to scare people into sacrificing their freedom to a police state and becoming modern slaves. This is false.
Wow.
Social distancing and lockdown quarantine measures have been used by countries all over the world as temporary measures to slow the spread of the coronavirus. That causes the COVID-19 illness.
Okay.
By reducing social contact, the coronavirus has less chance to reproduce and infect new hosts.
That's what they say. Yeah.
To reduce risk of contracting COVID-19, the WHO advises this.
Regularly clean your hands.
To regularly and thoroughly clean your hands with an alcohol-based hand rub or wash them with soap and water. To maintain at least 3 feet between yourself and others.
Okay.
Make sure you and the police, and the people around you, follow good respiratory hygiene.
Okay.
Avoid going to crowded places. Touching your eyes, nose, and mouth.
Stay home
and self-isolate, even with minor symptoms such as a cough, headache, a mild fever, until you recover.
Yeah. Okay.
If you have a fever, cough, and difficult breathing, seek medical attention, but call by telephone in advance, if possible, and follow the directions of your local health authority.
Okay.
Keep up to date on the latest information from trusted sources. Such as WHO. Or your local and national health authority.
Such as the World Health Organization.
That's right. That's WHO now. That's WHO. Look at that. Go on over to that poem over there. They got a poem over here. That's what Al Kemp is on that next
page. We watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
We watch and wait as the days pass, knowing our freedom could be a theme of the past.
Uh-huh.
We try and we try with all of our might.
Yes.
Hoping we are successful in shining the light on evil so hidden, deceptive and dark. We won't leave this world until we have all left our mark.
Mm-hmm.
The herd mentality is at the center of our own fragility.
Okay.
The truth is enslavement in our own reality.
Mm-hmm.
Is our reality.
That's right.
How can people not see the lies that are hidden in plain sight?
Wow.
Plain try sight. As we might.
Mm-hmm.
They keep you in fear to bend to their will.
Wow.
Yet they keep you in the dark while they see you bend.
Hey, ain't that what it is?
That's a good one. Happy slaves.
Happy
sitting
slaves.
In their cage.
Yes, yes.
Sitting around watching Netflix
all day.
You might think you're safe from the police state today, but sooner or later, they'll be making their way.
I thought that was kind
of
that was kind of good. Hey, but we better all seriousness, guys. Uh-huh. We better be aware of what's going on around us.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the language in this bill they trying to pass here
says
that
mm-hmm.
insurance companies have to pay for services rendered to children without the parents' consent.
Mm-hmm.
All no, is your bill, Milk? The bill coming to you.
Yeah, right. Same on that bill.
But your 8-year-old can receive transitional surgeries or whatever.
Right.
And I get the bill. And you got the bag, but you ain't got to know, you ain't got to okay it. You ain't got to know it's happening.
That don't sound like that's my child.
Don't sound like it do it, Bill. Hey, but good you said that, bro, because that's where it starts.
Yeah.
That's where it starts. We got to teach our children. The only hope we got in this is our children will not keep such important things from them.
That's right. That's right.
That's the only hope we got.
They train them another way. They're trying to isolate us from our children and not only separate us in ideology, but as far as parental, I mean family.
Period.
You know, period. You know, every day.
Okay. Yeah. It's been made, Pastor. The split has been made with husbands and wives, with children and parents.
Yes, yes.
With co-workers, with everybody.
Okay.
They on this issue that we're talking about here.
Yes, yes.
You
yes.
have to choose a side. It's not good enough for me to say, well, the shot ain't for me, but I don't have a problem with you getting it.
Okay.
That's not good enough.
Okay. Come on.
That's not good enough at all. I can't be, regardless of whether I get it or not, I got to promote it. I got to promote it.
I see what you're saying now.
Right.
Yeah.
Whether your boss against it or not.
Right.
You got to go along
with it. Absolutely.
Or they'll shut you down.
And that's crazy.
That's crazy. Okay. I had another article, but I don't think you guys don't have it now.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I don't give y'all all my.
That's a good one there too, Pastor. About to see.
Yeah, he finna go now with Kevin. Finna go with that. Hold it just a minute. See, can I find this other one here that I can just read one line to here? I think I got so much good stuff here. I don't know. Somebody gave me all this good stuff.
I'm telling you, you got a good guy in that, buddy. Yeah. Your research are all over.
I know it. Just a little bit of this here. Kevin, then I'm going to let you get into the meat of our big article. That's what I wanted, the big article here. This here is a bombshell from attorney. This is an attorney, Thomas Ranch here.
Mm-hmm.
He said nearly 50 cases.
Yes, sir.
Medicare patient died soon after getting the COVID shot.
Okay, what? Medicare patient.
This is September 29, 21.
Mm-hmm.
Just right here. Critical information exposing the vaccine genocide is now emerging. Attorney Rents presented this bombshell information at the Clay Clark Reawakening America Tour event in Colorado Springs this last Saturday. Volume text is sourced from the description to his video as well as LifeSite News, which has covered these shocking revelations. Thanks to the whistleblower that came forward to Attorney Rents, the public is now seeing for the first time ever hard data from the largest database available in the United States to study COVID-19 impact, including deaths, injuries, and injuries. The CMC CMS, that is, Medicare Tracking System, what that is. During an extraordinary speech at Clay Clark Reawakening American Tour, Attorney Rand shocked the crowd of thousands in attendance and millions watching via the live stream as he revealed that data from the Medicare Tracking System revealed 19,000 people less than under 80 years old have died within 14 days of receiving that COVID vaccine.
19,500 or 400.
Under 80, just a little bit more right here. In addition, 28,000 people have died that are over the age of 80 within 14 days of receiving the COVID vaccine. Man,
don't y'all think that's pertinent information?
Yeah. Don't you think the public ought to know that?
Yeah.
People ought to know that if they're going to take a chance on this. Don't you think
they
ought
to? If you're 80, wouldn't that influence your decision?
Why wouldn't you hide? Why would you hide this? Yeah. Hey, you know, but Kevin, you guys. Now, those are big numbers, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Those are big numbers.
Yeah.
But how many souls have died with the disease sin? That we don't talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many has sin killed? Sin and the behavior that comes with sin.
Everyone.
Huh?
Okay. I was about to say, everyone.
Yes. But nobody is talking about that.
Right.
Why don't we talk about that?
Because most don't know about it.
Don't believe that.
Well, that's
the knowing part.
Oh, yeah. Such a thing as
that's
sin.
The norm. That's right.
And that's the number one disease.
Absolutely.
In the whole wide world.
But do we really believe?
Okay.
But why they not there?
Well, no hoopla. No hoopla.
Even the ones who call themselves believers.
And the only cure is the gospel.
The only vaccine.
The only vaccine is the gospel. So look like instead of people looking at us like we are Martians, they ought to be embracing us and encouraging us to take this gospel to the world.
If you really wanted to help them.
Huh?
Yeah, if they really wanted to help
them. You say you love them. You care for them, don't you?
That's what I said.
Like the government said they care, don't they?
That's what I said.
Huh?
But they said take the shot.
Okay, Australia.
Come on.
Australia today.
Okay.
They are in a tizzy, whatever you want to call it. Over
a mess. A hot mess.
Because of the police state that is already instituted there. Kevin, take your time. Here we got 30 minutes. All right. Everybody, almost 30 minutes. Take your time and cut into that for us now. We can't get it all today, but let's cut into it.
The CDC claims.
Okay. Where's the CDC?
The CDC.
The Center for Disease Control.
Okay, all right. Some people may not understand that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The CDC, the Center for Disease Control, claims it has authority to use police to do everything you see going on in Australia, and the Congress agrees.
Our Congress, y'all. Our Congress.
Our present Congress. Okay, go ahead now.
You watched a horrific excuse for policing below. There's a video that was shown, and at the 3:30 mark, the police pepper spray a girl. We've all seen the videos from Australia.
Sure we have.
Police chasing down and beating a helpless woman.
I saw that.
Shooting rubber bullets at construction workers who violate the country's draconian lockdown.
Okay.
And in another video, at the 3:30 mark, we see police pepper spray a girl for not wearing a mask. Do not be fooled into thinking this is just an Australian thing.
Amen.
Come on now. To happen in America.
Don't think it can't happen here, right?
Amen.
Okay.
Check out below what's going on in Israel, where IDF soldiers are being forcibly jabbed in the middle of the night.
More forcibly.
That's Israeli defense. People now.
Yeah, that's what that was initially.
Yeah, that's their military.
So they jabbing them. What they mean jab? What they doing? Just patting them on the head?
Holding them down, sticking a needle and injecting in their body.
Against their will.
Yeah. If they got to hold them down, you know it's against their will.
And that's Israel.
That's right.
Okay, all right. Okay.
There have also been scenes from Canada caught on video, most notably the case of Pastor Artur Pawlowski, who was arrested and dragged off by a SWAT team in the middle of a busy highway. that would make you sweat. You're looking at the East German Stasi in action. Not the Canadian police.
That's what you would think. East Germany, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everything the Australian, Israeli, and Canadian governments are doing in terms of using force to brutally put down all resistance to their draconian mandates and restrictions are things the current regime in Washington only wants to do, but claims it has the legal authority.
Do our government? They claim they got the legal authority to do what has been done in Australia as well as Israel, right? Mm-hmm. Well, do our Constitution give them that authority?
No.
Now that's the question that we got to ask.
Not at all. Huh? Not at all.
So they got to override
the Constitution.
They got to do that,
just as they do on every other issue they won't pass and can't get the numbers to agree.
Well, you know, during the Civil War, the South said they had state rights to resist the Washington D.C. crowd, didn't they? Mm-hmm. They went to war. Did they go to war?
Right.
They
went to war.
That's right.
To defend
their
rights. Their rights. People, don't give up your rights.
We can't give them up.
If you do, you give up freedom.
I think Pastor's right when he said when it's isolated incidents.
Okay, that is.
You're just being made an example.
Okay.
But true revolution and resistance come when people have the same mind to resist.
Like the whole South. The whole South.
Right.
They were dedicated to defending their rights.
Right.
You know, their rights.
Right. Well, there has to be a line drawn in the same.
Somewhere.
Now, what your line is, it may be a little different from my line or whatever.
It may be.
But at some point.
The masses
got to get to a point where
it won't ever.
What the guy said on the cartoon, I done stood all I can stand and I can't stand no more.
It won't ever start without a wake up with the truth, though.
Yeah. The slave,
it has to come out.
The slave used to sing a song, something like, I'd rather be dead sleeping in my grave than to be, I forgot a word to it, but they'd rather be dead than to be slaves to the system, you know.
A lot of people say she fool. I'm fool.
A lot of people.
I'm sure you heard this, and you too.
I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. A slave to the system. Read, my brother. Read. Let's go.
Biden's people admit he's been in discussions about closing down interstate travel to the unvaxxed and barring them from air travel.
Mm-hmm.
In the new America, these are privileges, they tell us.
Oh, Lord, not rights. Not rights. Not rights no more.
If they believe they can get away with it, they will do it.
If you let them get away with it, they will.
Australia, Canada, and Israel are the models for the Great Reset.
A system designed to tag, track,
and monitor the behavior of every human being as if they were a unit of livestock. This global reset demands your total obedience.
Doesn't that sound like we read the book of Revelation, haven't we?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound like the beginning stages of the fulfilling of the book of Revelation?
That's it.
Everybody, all the authorities, the so-called authorities, on the same page as far as their attitude toward the people.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Go ahead, my brother. Read.
As Biden loves to remind us with his Build Back Better mantra, he and his people are fully on board with the Great Reset, as laid out by the World Economic Forum, and now being implemented in Australia, Israel, Germany, Canada, and other formerly free countries.
Stop right there, man. Brother. Can you stop there, man?
Yeah.
How can you build back better? The Bible says the little foxes that spoil the vine. Huh? Mm-hmm. Why do the little foxes spoil the vine? Spoil the vine. Because they're so small, you can't really notice them when they're eating away at the tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Moral decay has set in America.
Absolutely.
How you going to build back better
without taking that away?
Absolutely. That's right. Moral decay. On every hand,
ingrained.
But yet you will overlook that. Yeah, but you won't build back better without dealing with that.
Not possible.
You can.
Go ahead, my brother. Read.
So Americans need to prepare now for the day when the regime in Washington goes full Nazi.
That is.
In fact, some are already describing the scenes in Australia as a civil war.
That's true.
Too bad the Aussies gave up. But again, don't be fooled. The globalist cabal to which Biden answers will continue to move the Great Reset deconstruction of America forward. He just has to go about it more craftily than his counterparts in Australia and Israel.
Ain't that what Dundee come from?
Well, yeah, from down Dundee.
You from down there?
Pastor? Once you start, and that's what they're doing now. The only reason this thing ain't moving at a flying pace is
why?
The Second Amendment.
Okay, that's the only reason why
the
now.
Second Amendment.
But they're working on
trying. Yeah. That's right.
Okay. An example up top where it says police in Victoria, Australia attack and choke women for not wearing masks in public.
Imagine
if these cops had to worry about, and they don't there, they had to worry about the helpless girls having a concealed carry permit.
Okay.
So they don't have to worry about that, right?
Exactly. They don't have to worry. That's right. Yes, sir.
That's absolutely right. That's the different people, and all your rights, audience, listen.
All our rights are
tied together.
Okay.
They're intrinsically tied together. So, in other words, if you give up one, it's just a matter of time before the rest
fall. The domino effect.
Yeah.
Give up one.
It's just a matter of time before.
So you give an inch, you're going to take a mile.
That's right.
Never enough.
Never enough. The First Amendment is a big one, y'all.
It's a great big one.
When you can't even say what you think.
Yeah. Well, when people going to wake up and see what they're trying to do to remove those amendments?
Pastor, what they're trying, what they're hoping to gain from this is peace and security.
Peace when there is no
peace. No peace. They hoping to God, because that's what the government promising them.
Yeah, they promised them
peace.
Y'all haven't seen the picture of the Stephen wives, have you?
Yeah, you saw them. I think Kim or somebody.
Husband, anything the husband say. Yes, dear. That's what they want. The whole community was full of stuff for a while. You ain't never seen it. You got to go in and put it on your computer.
Yeah, you know, because I said last time, the Fortuna would love that.
In 1984, you didn't see that one too.
Okay, read, my brother. Let's go to the father now.
If you don't believe the U.S. federal government claims the authority to round up and detain its political enemies under the guise of a health emergency, please take a gander at the sweeping powers Congress has granted to the federal health bureau.
Yes, sir. Look at Fauci. How this man get this kind of power? He's not even an elected official.
And as many contradictions as he has,
absolutely
look like his credibility
would be
zero. I was trying to be diplomatic. Go ahead, Kevin.
According to the CDC website, Congress granted authority to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, which then delegated this power to the CDC to establish quarantine and isolation protocols.
Okay, internment camps.
Like internment camps.
Okay, the CDC
also claims it has the right to use state and local police to enforce these protocols. The CDC makes no bones about the nature of its assumed powers when it states rather bluntly.
Yes.
In addition to serving as medical functions, isolation and quarantines also are police power functions derived from the right of the state to take action affecting individuals for the benefit of society.
So that's the whole thing. For the benefit of society.
Yeah.
You're going to make me take a shot, right? For the benefit of society. But on the other hand, you killing babies in the next room.
We ain't going to even get that far, pal. Okay. How about this?
Okay,
you're going to make me take a shot for the benefit of society that has already been proven don't prevent the spread.
No.
Nor the accusation, nor stop me from catching it.
Right.
So how is it for the benefit of society?
That's my biggest thing.
Well, look like, Well, go ahead, Kevin. I'm going to bring that point again.
The federal government derives its authority for isolation and quarantine from the Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution.
For the good of everybody. Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Under Section 316 of the Public
361.
Health... 361. 361 mm-hmm, of mm-hmm. the Public Health Service Act,
yes.
The U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services is authorized to take measures to prevent the entry mm-hmm. and spread of communicable diseases from foreign countries into the United States.
Oh, no. What about the southern border now? Come on, what about the southern border?
It's hypocritical.
Is that what you call? No, you just said
it. You're lying.
That's a lie.
Well, yeah.
You're lying. Kevin, is that the plane right out line?
Yeah.
I mean, the border is wide open.
Wide open.
And you keep denying it by saying that we got it under control, but yet and still you ain't been down there.
Ain't been down there
to see what's happening.
And you cite a code that specifically says to stop to prevent the entry and spread of communicable diseases from foreign countries
into the United States, huh?
Isn't that so? They want to use the Constitution when
come on, bro.
Don't allow them to do that with the Bible. And this is what bothers me. From South America all the way up here to our borders, we give money to Mexico every year. We give money to all these places, you know, to try to help them out. But yet and still, since I'm giving you money to help your country out, you can't stop them people from walking across your border.
Yeah, they can. Unless I tell them don't stop.
If little Tony is depending on you for his well-being and he's not cooperating and working with you, you gonna pull the money, ain't you?
Gonna pull
the car keys.
That's right.
If you bought his drawers, you gonna pull his drawers.
Boy, take all my drawers.
Hey man. Go ahead, Kevin, read a little bit more.
The authority for carrying out these functions on a daily basis has been delegated to the Centers for Disease Control.
Why?
The above quote is bureaucratic lingo.
Bureaucratic lingo for
a boot on your face.
That's it.
The CDC goes on to say that I asked constitutional attorney John Whitehead if the CDC's claim of unilateral authority to operate internment camps is legitimately derived from the U.S. Constitution's Commerce Clause.
This clause, okay.
And would this be a legitimate use of police powers?
Okay, before you stop there now, what kind of camp are we talking about now? Tell me.
Internment camp. Do you remember Nazi Germany?
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the Japanese when in our country?
That's right.
Then they take all their possessions. They froze their bank accounts.
Yeah.
They put them in internment camp. Then
that's right.
Well, they can't do that no more, can you?
Okay.
Huh?
Okay. That's what they're hoping for. You think they can't do that no more?
Go ahead, Kevin. Read that.
Not as the people who wrote the Constitution saw it.
Okay, so they can't do it as they wrote it. Okay.
Right. But as the people in Congress
today,
they see it. And in the courts, yes.
They stack the courts.
President and founder of the Rutherford Institute.
The founders
wrote the Constitution in such a way as to establish separation of power.
Yeah.
Real brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant document.
So in other words, power is not constituted
in one
branch of this thing.
What's that, wisdom?
That's checks and balances.
Checks and balances. Okay. Go ahead, Tariq.
So powers would not rest
in the hands
of any single person or entity.
That's right.
But now it does.
Okay.
All power is in the hands of the deep state.
Wow.
Oh, boy. Dangerous situation. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kevin. Although
the CDC does not use the word camps on the webpage cited above, they do use the word
detainment. Okay.
Whitehead investigated this issue for his 2015 book, Battlefield America, and concluded that the camps were already.
That's 2015.
Yeah.
Wasn't that long ago?
They already prepared some places. They already in place. That's what he said.
Okay,
really? I've seen that online too.
In 2006, the Bush administration awarded a $385 million contract to the KBR Corporation, a subsidiary of Halliburton, to build the detention centers.
All right.
This is documented on page 54 of Whitehead's Battlefield America, the war on the American people. We call the government agency that let the contract and asked if this was for camps, they would not respond. I talked to a I talked to a former NSA agent who said they built them, but they are on military bases and they're ready to go.
Go where? Go for what?
There are a lot of private prisons run by corporations that could be used
as internment camps.
Private prison, Oh, yeah.
So they're already there.
Already there.
And with the president being able to declare a national emergency, such as Proclamation Number 7463, declared by George W. Bush in 2001, and Congress has never reviewed any of the emergencies to see if they're justified, it's going to happen. And they can work with the local police to pull this off.
See, all those were trial runs. All that was trial runs.
Yeah, but always got a trial run first.
It's the same thing. Look, what they having a big uproar, you know, in Virginia at the school board meetings and all that, and Biden talking about sending the feds in. What about the local police? If they getting rowdy or out of order or breaking some sort of law, why do you go over the head of the local police to handle that matter?
Okay.
Why but a problem they've been having before.
What's that now?
All of your local police ain't going along with.
Not all of them.
They tried it in one state, I think, and the policeman didn't go with it. Yeah. I think with the mask and all.
Yeah.
They wouldn't go along with it.
Right.
So you got people on both sides, even your military, all your military ain't for it. Your special force
wait,
a lot of people, they're not for it.
But they don't really care if the police is, a lot of them are disgruntled and they quit, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't care.
Yeah, because that's the reason
that's the reason to put the National Guard and make it a police state.
That's what I'm saying. But see, they just totally usurp the authority, the local authority.
Yes.
State rights. See, people don't realize, even in states, the county sheriff got an extravagant amount of power if he would use it.
He do.
If he would use it.
He do.
You know what I'm saying? So the state right, what we went to have a civil war about, we need to stand for those rights.
That's why they want to mandate all your military and your National Guard to get vaccinated.
They already
have them in control.
Right.
Yeah.
Boy.
This last bit need to be said.
Come on.
The CDC further states that isolation and quarantine help protect the public by preventing exposure to people who have or may have a contagious disease.
May have. They got the hyperdimension.
Did you catch that clever choice of words?
I did.
You could be completely healthy, but if the government
declares
you may carry a contagion, it claims the right to have you isolated and interned somewhere away from your home.
And y'all know that includes everybody.
If they may determine. Now, I'm waiting on you to come up with the right determination of what is a male and a female.
Come on, man.
You ain't worked that out yet.
But you know I'm
You don't work that out yet.
But you gonna put a may. You gonna put a may on my freedom. On my freedom.
That's good. Mark it right there. We'll stop right there, but we'll take it up on next week, brother. We got some more material. Kevin, come on, give us a kind of top it off here.
We obviously need to wake up, Pastor, because this is very real.
Yes, it's real.
It's real.
And the only way people are gonna wake up is the same way Paul said, wake up.
You're the deep sleep.
It's with the gospel and the truth.
Yes.
And we as Christians, if nothing else now, we need evangelism and preaching the gospel more than ever.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. More than ever. Amen.
That's good, bro. That's good.
Morning.
Because that's simply the answer.
That's
the only answer, the only chance that we have.
That's right.
But audience, more than anything, you know, we pray about what we're doing here, about the information that we put out here, and we're not trying to draw you to one side or another. The only thing we're trying to draw you to is the gospel.
Amen. And to think and to pray for yourself. Right?
Absolutely. Amen. Absolutely. To use your mind.
Yes.
Use your mind. Let's stop sitting back waiting to see what the man says best for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this herd mentality should have raised our antennas anyway. Simply because we're all not the same. So the same fix, the same medical deal, it can't be the same for all of them.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
So we should be aware that there is a bigger agenda. Mm-hmm. Now, what that is, all I can tell you is pray about that and let the Holy Spirit of God show you what you need to do as an individual and stay on the narrow road in the meanwhile.
Amen. Remember,
you know, when you're in a country,
yes,
a place where you don't even have an opinion or thought.
Okay.
And what the government or whoever tell you goes.
Robot, yes.
You're in a bad situation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, we're about truth and we try to put truth out there so people can realize what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they should. I mean, you should wake up to the fact that it's about your freedom.
Yeah, man.
Freedom. Because they don't want you to know that you can have natural immunity.
Sure.
You got antibodies in your body.
Sure.
That protects you.
Sure. A lot of us are protected all the way.
But they don't want you to know that.
That's right.
All they want you to do is take the jab.
Amen. Fall in line and cooperate. Father, we bless you. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Once again, our Father, just to be able to bring truth to your people today.
Yes.
Lord, help us realize what is happening right before our eyes. It's not hidden, Lord. It's not hidden. It's before our eyes.
Yes.
Help us to see, accept, and Lord, prepare our hearts and minds. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.